Mayor Steve Allender is the mayor of Rapid City. He joins us now on the phone to talk about the Downtown Security Task Force. Mayor, welcome to In the Moment.
Well, thanks for having me.
You're a busy guy, so we appreciate you taking the time for us today. And we've talked to so many people out in Rapid City about what's happening downtown and the efforts there to, you know, solve those, you know, not necessarily uncommon problems of a city. We haven't had you on the show yet, so we appreciate you being here. And I'm wondering if you just want to start by telling us a little bit about where you're at in the process of developing this Downtown Security Task Force and why.
Well, good question. You know, the Downtown Security Task Force was a product of the city council, who believe that would be a good way to get public input into the issues, real and perceived issues of our downtown. And so after they voted to establish the task force, then it was up to me, and I hesitated for some time, maybe 6 weeks or so or more, so that I could get together information to see how other cities handle these type of things. Mm-hmm. The common thinking among some of the residents and business owners is that we just need more force downtown, need more police. And, you know, the issue is one of poverty, homelessness, addiction. In other words, things that most downtown areas have some element of.
Right.
It's a gathering place. And I gathered a folder full of information on how a variety of cities across the nation have dealt with it. And really the common theme is something we've spoken about before but have taken no action on, and that is the something like a downtown ambassador program, where you have either volunteers or employees who are there to assist in terms of customer service and to help with the visitor industry, but also our eyes and ears, and kind of act as hall monitors, if you will, and keep an eye on what's going on downtown.
Hmm. So where are you at in the process now of, you know, people can apply, as I understand it?
People can apply. We've sent out a notice locally urging participation from all people, but especially business owners and folks from the Native American community.
Hmm. So I just want to say that, you know, when you talk about real problems and perceived problems, you know, every time I've been in downtown Rapid City, I stop at Mitzi's bookstore. And so my perceived impression of downtown Rapid City is very positive because I just love that bookstore. And so,
well, it's positive until it's negative.
Right. Yes.
So if you go downtown 100 times and one time you get cornered by some folks asking for money, then your perception will immediately be that we're overrun with this problem. Mm-hmm. I walk downtown every opportunity I get for lunch, for a meeting, for anything that I need to, and I purposely walk down there. Now, granted, it's Monday through Friday, sometime between usually 8 and 6, and have not seen this issue. Not to say that it's not occurring.
Right, right.
But it all centers, and, you know, I've gotten some criticism for this, but I don't think this is a police problem. More force isn't the answer to everything. And while we have our police officers performing social service duties, it's the largest social service agency in America, the local police forces and sheriff's departments, not intended to be that, but in fact they are. We have those resources out there on the street now. That doesn't mean they're the right resources. Mm-hmm. So to track this back a little bit, to try to get closer to the origin of the issue, we find ourselves then looking at the homeless condition that we're experiencing in Rapid City. And perhaps what, if anything, can be done to address the origin rather than the symptom of what's going on. So,
are you optimistic about that? Do you think real solutions?
I'm as optimistic as I can be. This is not a new problem for Rapid City or any other downtown, but it's a very complicated, very sensitive issue in Rapid City because in Rapid City, generally, 60% of the homeless individuals are Native American. And in the downtown core, those, this is completely anecdotal, but those that you see walking around are closer to 100% Native American. So it becomes, at least the perception becomes, that this is a Native American issue, and it creates a lot of division in the community. I have a letter right on my desk that I received yesterday from an angry woman who essentially is telling me to get those Indians back to the reservations where they belong. Well, that's not a positive comment. It's not helpful. It's not realistic. She clearly doesn't understand the complexity of this whole issue. So that's one of the areas that we're...
Would you call it a racist comment?
Well, it's a... I'm kind of sick of the of all the labels and accusations that are going on lately, but certainly she's insensitive, she's ignorant, she doesn't want to understand anymore. She has this perception in her mind, and that's what she voiced.
Right.
So, but it comes across at least racially insensitive, because this is not a product of the Native American people. It's a product of poverty and of many other complicated factors that I think, frankly, as a society, and especially as a local community, we have avoided for so long, talking about it and trying to get to it. So to answer your question, am I hopeful about it? I don't predict we will end homelessness any time in the future. Therefore, I don't predict we will end this problem or perceived problem of panhandling and drunkenness and that sort of thing in our downtown. But if we're not putting some effort toward the larger picture, then I think we're spinning our wheels, and we can't expect any improvement over any period of time.
Mayor Allender, I know you have a very busy schedule, so we're going to have to let you go and get back to that. Please come back, and we'll have these conversations on an ongoing basis so we can deal with the complexity as it deserves to be dealt with. Thank you for your time.
I like that. Uh-huh. Thank you.